Hare Krishna. Okay, we're here in Debrecen, Sunday, and we're going to take some questions, and these are from 2014 questions. These are new questions, so remember if you had questions dating back to last year that I didn't answer because I moved on and just sort of erased those, that you want to ask again, then please send them in on this new date, of course. Okay, Jai Gopal is asking, why is it that Srila Prabhupada writes that because Lord Shiva is under the modes of nature, therefore he cannot liberate any living entity, that only Krishna liberates? Actually, no one other than Krishna liberates. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha isham. So Krishna is the one who gives moksha. And Lord Shiva himself says, Mukti pradata sarvesham Vishnu eva samshaya. Mukti pradata. The person who gives mukti is, without a doubt, Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna. So Krishna is the deliverer. He may deliver directly, like he's saying to Arjuna, I'll take care of it. He's there. Arjuna's fortunate. He sees Krishna right in front of him. Or generally, Krishna delivers through his devotees. And he may deliver through Lord Shiva, or he may deliver through other Vaishnavas. And that's something also to keep in mind when we say that spiritual master delivers someone. That means that Krishna delivers someone through the spiritual master. Mukti pradata sarvesham Vishnu evana samshaya. Asamshaya. Without a doubt, it's Krishna who's the deliverer. As far as Lord Shiva being connected with the modes of material nature or under material nature, sometimes Srila Prabhupada expresses it in that way in order to emphasize the fact that Lord Shiva is in charge of the mode of ignorance. He has contact with that mode. And of course, there are two Lord Shivas generally are considered. One is Sada Shiva, who is Vishnu Tattva, and of whom Advaita Acharya is an expansion. And then there is the other Lord Shiva, who is sometimes pictured as a yogi meditating in the Himalayas, and he's then meditating on Lord Shankarshan. So because of the latter's contact with this mode of ignorance, sometimes it's expressed like that, and it just seems that he's influenced by modes of nature. But in any case, the deliverer is Krishna himself. And then the next question is from Oros Adina, who says that she's a devotee and her father is not so devotionally inclined, but he's a carver, and he said he would carve her a deity of Lord Krishna. So would that be acceptable? My suggestion would be is that he carve a deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Gaur Nitai. Ultimately, they're the same. They certainly will be the same to him. And what one thing is to carve the form of the Lord, and after it's carved, then what do you do with it? Krishna is not meant to just sit on a shelf. Neither is Krishna meant to be worshipped alone. Neither is Krishna meant to be worshipped by uninitiated devotees. So in order to circumvent all these criteria, then better Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who can be worshipped by uninitiated devotees, who doesn't require such a detailed process of worship. You just chant Hare Krishna or offer a stick of incense, and there's no offense involved. So better stick with Gaur Nitai. I'm sure that Father will oblige. The next question is from Bhakta Anand. He says, are there any clear guidelines for devotees keeping pets? Well, my guideline would be don't keep any pets. You've got enough things to worry about in this material world, enough attachments that we want to become free from. We don't need to have any more attachments. We also have a shortage of time, and generally I don't know how much chanting Hare Krishna or reading of Srimad Bhagavatam Bhakta Anand does, but rather than taking care of pets, better chant Hare Krishna and read Bhagavatam. But to speak of the fact that the pet keeping is part of another consumer industry in which people make millions by raising animals just solely for making money, and of course everything else that goes along with it, pet grooming, pet feeding, animal food, and this and that. But if you really have to keep a pet, keep a cow. At least cows have value. What's the use of cats, dogs, crocodiles, goldfish, turtles, and other variety of stinky, useless animals that just take up time and energy? Hare Krishna. Okay. The last question is from a Bhaktin Eva. And she says, is the creation going on all the time or occasionally? She says, in the spiritual world. But the creation is not taking place in the spiritual world. The creation takes place outside of the spiritual world, albeit in a portion of the spiritual sky. And she's asking, are souls eternal or are they created at a certain time? And no, souls are eternal. Actually, she didn't ask whether souls are eternal. She just asked whether the souls are created occasionally or under one-off event. Souls are eternal. They're not created either one-off or occasionally, regularly. These are the basic teachings of Bhagavad Gita. We're talking about the soul. Krishna says, Aja Nitya Shashvata Ayam Purana. So he's Aja, he's unborn, he's Nitya, he's eternal. Purana, he's therefore very, very old. Nahanyati Hanyamani Sharire. And even though the body dies, the soul never dies. So living entities are eternal. Either they're in the material world or in the spiritual world. But it's the material world that gets created, bhuta bhuta, regularly. First there's creation, then there's maintenance, and there's annihilation, and it goes over and over and over again. Living entities who achieve perfection go back to Godhead. They achieve mukti. That's the ultimate definition of mukti. Mukti hitva anyata rupa svarupena vivastiti. And the living entities who don't go back to Godhead, they enter into the body of Mahavishnu at the time of destruction, and again when he exhales, then again living entities come back out into the material world to resume their karma. So our real business is therefore to become free from all of this karmic action and reaction and leave this world as quickly as possible. So Shukadev Goswami gives the different criteria or the different subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam, Atra, Sharga, Visharga, Stanam, Poshal, Manvantir, Anurakta, Virodho, Muktir, Ashraya. So Mukti, liberation, and Ashraya, to attain the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. That is what we want. And that is possible by chanting Hare Krishna and getting out of this very messy and miserable material world. Hare Krishna.